You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine.
Sancti tui, Domine florerunt, sicut lilium, alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test. And he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, Do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Brothers and sisters, the liturgy of the word during this Sunday speaks to us about prayer. In the first reading we see Abraham, how he's persistent in praying, in bringing intercessions to God. In the Gospel, Jesus teaches us what is the best way to pray. He is giving his disciples the Our Father prayer. Prayer is not a responsibility. It's not something that we have to do. But praying to God, it's actually being in a relationship with him, talking to him openly and speaking to him. God knows what we need in our life. He knows what is best for us. Coming to prayer, spending time with the Lord, that's the way how we can build our relationship with him, how we can listen to his voice, how we can ask him for the things that we want in our life, that we need in our life. Although the Father knows them already, and he cares about us, it's good when we come to him and we talk to him, when we build friendship with our Lord. The Lord teaches us to always be persistent in prayer, never to give up, and to always trust in the goodness of the Father, that he always hears our prayers.
Save the date for the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which will take place
on August 25th, Sunday, at 12:30 p.m., Archbishop Charles Chaput will crown the image of Our Lady of Częstochowa. You can find more information about the coronation of our icon on our website, częstochowa.us/coronation. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. Don't miss Scott Hahn and St. Paul's Center at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. Join us in Doylestown for a day of pilgrimage on August 3rd in honor of Our Blessed Mother. We begin at 8 a.m. with the Holy Mass, and then welcome and talk by Scott Hahn, St. Paul presentation, break, books available for sale, and talk by Scott Hahn on August 3rd at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.